55 degrees at 8:56. Time to check commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Brian. And the grain market's just slightly mixed this morning. We continue to see beans underpinned by a stronger meal market, particularly seeing bulls spreading there. Right now, we've got the corn market just fractionally lower. Not a lot of giddy up and go there. We did see a supportive report, however, on the ethanol report that came out yesterday morning that suggested that we're still using about 105 million bushels of corn each week to make ethanol. Right now, the March corn is at 367, down a quarter. New crop Dece at 395 and three quarters is down three quarters of a cent. The bean market's just slightly higher right now, with March beans at 1018 up three quarters of a cent, November 1019 and a quarter down three quarters. We do have a NOPA report out this morning. We have had excellent crush margins over the last 3 to 5 weeks' time. We should see a very strong crush continue. Processors are looking for beans. If you're in the condition, you have beans and are in a processor location, you might nose around and see how many beans they're looking for. Argentina's weather certainly is a big focus. We have a long weekend, no trade on Monday, and there's not much rain in the forecast for Argentina until we get to Saturday. So this Monday night, Tuesday trade could be interesting. The Brazilian real jumped really strong overnight. The U.S. dollar's weaker. The Lunar New Year for China begins tomorrow. They're usually out of the market for about a week during that holiday time period. On the wheat side of things, we're just fractionally mixed. March is at 456 at the quarter, higher with new crop July, 483 and a quarter down a half. Again, the meal market is the driver on beans, and meal is up another $2 and or $3 right now in the March meal. On the livestock side of things, we're continuing to see a boost. And again, this weak dollar is a contributing factor to an excellent export pace that we have seen. We've got April live cattle at 126.50. That's $1.30 higher. We have feeder cattle in the April, also $1.50 higher at 151.92. The April hogs are the lead month of hogs right now. We had resistance at $71. We took that out yesterday. We're trading above it again today. April hogs are at 71.17. That's up 52 cents. Keep in mind that the April hogs are at a discount to the cash market, and that gives incentive to see a little higher prices. Again, we're going to be focusing on this weak dollar in here. The crude markets traded to both sides already this morning. We're down about a quarter of a dollar at 60.35, down 25 cents. The metals market's a little weaker, not as much inflation talk out there this morning. Keep watching this dollar. If it stays weak, particularly against the real, we will continue to see export business in the corn come to the U.S. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much for that update, Ellen. 55 degrees right now at 9 o'clock. Stay with us coming up after NPR News. We'll have 1A this morning. President Trump also scheduled to address the nation about the shooting in Florida at 10 o'clock this morning. We plan to have that for you on WIOL AM 580 as well. Let's look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Dense fog this morning, a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock for much of our listing area. Then cloudy with showers likely and a high of 63 degrees. Southwest wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight cloudy with showers likely before midnight, a low of 31. Wind shifts to the northwest at 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 35 degrees.